just before the break a question of Mr. Cole about the medium density rules, so we could probably deal with that first if that's
correct. Yes, that was rule 853 in the medium density. Yes.
So what was your specific?
Have you had any comments about it? I mean, it's been referred to this hearing stream to make a decision on, so it would be useful if NZTA could at least comment on it.
Yes, we're comfortable with the proposed rule 8.5.3. It addresses our concerns about the connectivity between Hanson Road and the Eastern Access Road roundabout at Old Ferrigal Drive, and it confirms that there shall be no vehicle access to the state highway network apart from those connections.
Okay.
There is one, however, they're not happy with, so if you want to deal with that this time, this was a matter dealt with in my legal submission, so but we can deal with it now, and that's 8.6.
I just wanted to refer
you to the mirror condition, sorry, the mirror rule in the high density residential, which is 9.6.
Yes, I think we've had several iterations of that.
So is the iteration you've got in front of you got the except where vehicle crossing the right of way? So effectively the concern is that 8.6 doesn't mirror 9.6 and why the changes have been made to one and not the other.
Isn't
that in your evidence? Yes. And that, as I understand it, I don't know, the council officers haven't carried that. So that actually remains a point in dispute, but I don't know whether it's a point in dispute or it's just an onus or whether there's some explanation for the difference.
I think the reality is that in the residential screen, there were two different council officers dealing with those two chapters.
Right, okay.
And they probably didn't talk to each other.
So I actually think that is the only outstanding issue with the council officers, isn't it? Or is there one more?
There wasn't.
There was a policy as well. Oh, yes, there was the policy. I think that's the only issue, isn't it? But I'm pretty sure that's the only point of difference. Oh, so yes, the only other one was a similar sort of matter, which might be the same reason. There was a change to policy 8.2.9.6. Advice note be added to the policy. And that amendment was inserted by adding an advice note to policy 9285 but not into 8296. It didn't seem to be clear why, again, there was an advice note added to one and not the other. Same issue.
I think those objectives and policies have been deferred to us as well, so we can look at that.
Yeah, so it's just that so the advice note that at least one officer is recommending it'd be 8296 also be added to 9285, basically. And that's really the limit of disagreement with the council officers.
So
policy 8296 is not consistent with the mirror policy, if you like, in relation to the high density zone, which is 9285. So we want the same advice note attached to both of them.
Well, what was the advice note? Can you try
A requirement, so the note reads, attention is drawn to the need to consult with the New Zealand Transport Agency prior to determining walking and cycling network design under this policy.
So that's an advice note?
Yes.
Because there's been, earlier on there's been sort of issues about rules that direct notification to certain parties.
Yeah, but so how it was originally worded was attentions drawn to the need to consult with the New Zealand Transport Agency to determine compliance with this policy, which I think the legitimate point was made, you can't comply with policy, not a rule. So it has been reworded satisfactorily in relation to 8296, but the advice note itself hasn't flowed through into 9285, which is the policy in the high density zone. There's no reason why it's in one and not the other.
There's been some talk about whether a rule on the notification rule can specify parties who are to be notified as opposed to consulted with. I think the council's position is that that's ultra vires.
I'm not sure what their reasoning for that would be. I know that certainly the Christchurch plan has a huge number of examples of requirements to consult Transpower, the airport, NZTA.
Is it consult?
To actually notify. Yeah.
I would have thought that that is.
On the basis that the evidence showed they were affected party effectively, but you have to reach that evidential threshold to be able to determine that at this hearing.
Well, if you got to that evidential threshold, you'd be notifying them anyway.
With any other questions on print with that, Jules?
Yes, I want to have a fishing expedition. First, I'll put on my mic and then I'll be caught saying that. There is a submission number 361 from conceding Coneburn in the industrial land on State Highway 6 opposite Jack's Point. And the evidence from Jason Bartlett mentions discussions with NZTA. And I think just looking at Coneburn, there were something like 5 existing entrances and exits. Next week we'll be hearing evidence on the proposed submission, and I was just wondering if you had anything you wanted to tell us concerning your discussions or outcomes, or what I'd also like to know, have you considered what might change in the Coneburn industrials side of State Highway 6? In punitive effect terms, given what might happen at Homestead Bay. Just fishing,
as
I said.
That's a very good point, because I have been thinking about just those kind of issues in recent times. So we've had ongoing discussions with the Coneburn development through Jason Bartlett and also Clark Fisher Gold around the appropriate yields from and hence traffic generation from the development, where again because of that part of State Highway 6 being much lower demand in existing traffic conditions and potential future demand, it's limited to how much we're going to get. Without development, how much is going to grow organically to the south, milk and trips and the like. So we're from a high level point of view, from a principal point of view, we're more comfortable with development in that area because it puts less pressure on our overall state highway network in the district. And so we did had some meaningful discussions with them around primarily what the access arrangements would look like when the development area of Coneburn was fully developed, and what the traffic generation, acceptable traffic generation rate should be out of there. Now they have been, my understanding is they sit as a certain rationalisation of those accesses that was always on the table, and I think I've got this right. I think it's going down to.
I think it's going to two out of the five.
So, Bruce says correctly. And then there was problems around the traffic generation of their original proposal without a major upgrade to some high-capacity type intersection like a roundabout. So they were looking at what they could cope with and they were using a longer term planning horizon, which through the transportation model, which we supported. So they keep reducing their yield down until they get acceptable level of service through a conventional T intersection where the priority remained on the highway. So the problems there were primarily around level of service on their local road, not on the highway. The highway itself, the level of service is maintained because they still have priority. It was around what is an acceptable operating level of service on the side road, basically so that you maintain safety at the intersection of people who make unsafe maneuvers through frustration. So those discussions were pretty meaningful. They got down to the side that they weren't, we didn't submit on that.
But we are
working through that, I guess, in terms of just the working with an existing highway. But the cumulative effect in terms of Homestead Bay has not actually been considered on the scope yet in the longer term.
The panel heard this week also from Queenstown Park Station, who are looking at a gondola proposal and would be seeking upgrades of Boyd Road intersection or similar. So I was going along in my brain and thinking, hang on a minute, dum, dum, dum.
Yes.
Now what?
Four laning and a new bridge. So we're in terms of our thinking around development of that corridor, Homestead Bay, scope resources, where we are thinking long term on how we then primarily respond from a planning point of view, from an integrated planning point of view, and looking at, so that you may be aware that there was a very serious discussion earlier on in the development of the Quarry Falls Bridge before construction started around whether it was in the right place and we were doing the right thing. We dealt with a residents group on that, and there was an understanding that the Quarry Falls at that point would continue as planned, but that we needed to consider what additional infrastructure may be required in the future, not just for crossing the river, but also for that corridor.
Mm-hmm.
There is still undeveloped land on the Calvin Peninsula. There's still a lot of, not sure what other plans. The Queen, whatever the station is called now, sorry, I think.
It's called Queenstown Park Station.
It was Remarkables, that's right. They changed the name. So yeah, there is certainly a lot happening around that problem.
That Coburn Valley has distinct potential long term for expansion of the town.
Yes. We have a similar view, and so we're also where the significant job growth it's predicted to happen is in that Plan Change 19 area. That's where the big growth is going to occur. And so what we're looking to is how we can enable good commuter routes from the growing residential areas into that area of Plan Change 19. And as I referred to earlier, not just commuting by car, but how we can enable the public transport for those commuters going from work to home and home to work and back again. So.
Okay. Good night. Thank you. And then my other fishing expedition, at the BP roundabout, there's some residential land which backs onto the bus station. So it's up front McBride Street, but it backs onto the bus station. And a request was made to change the zoning of some of those blocks from residential to local shopping centre. Is there anything you want to say to him about that? I'm just going through in my mind and thinking, what are the ups and downs of that from, say, highway point of view?
So at the moment, as I alluded to in my evidence box, there is a project, the Grant Road Cooperative Bridge, stage two. So stage one was the interim upgrade, the upgrade that we've done to was completed a few months ago. Stage two is a much wider project, as in my evidence, a dual laning, the two approaches to the deep roundabout and a high capacity intersection there. What I didn't say in my evidence is, as a part of that, which I probably should have because it completes the picture, that would include a major upgrade of the public transport hub. So that is part of the, whereas I also said in my evidence, where we were looking at doing complementary works for bus stops, bus priority, to assist the Otago Regional Council with their upgrade of the public transport system. One of the key parts of that is a major upgrade of that Frankton Hub. We see that Frankton Hub as still being a key node within the public transport system within the basin, and that project would enable that. So we're into the detailed business case at the moment and still working through what the options look like. There was a suggestion from those landowners at one point that we might be interested in that for expansion of those properties and the expansion of the public transport hub. That hasn't been worked through in any detail, but an initial look at that certainly didn't appear that we would need it or it would be that helpful for a public transport hub. Whether in fact it could be used as commercial activity that's complementary and ancillary to a public transport hub, I don't really have a view on that.
So we can put our mind to that?
No, we haven't put our mind to it. No, but it depends on the options that we come up with.
At a level, there's a superficial appeal to changing the zoning. For a start, who wants to live on backing onto an even bigger bus hub?
Yes.
And secondly, you know, people need food and all kinds of things when they're waiting. So a cafe, whatever. So
my view would probably be is that it's a relatively small block of land. The McBride Street is likely to be done. Well, I can't remember how to say this, but there is. I know that there is a problem at the moment with a diverted traffic or rack running through McBride Street. There is a sense that once we get an efficient intersection with the roundabout, we could help facilitate the reduction in that through traffic by downgrading the use of that. So I guess what I'm suggesting is we would prefer, from a highway point of view, comparatively ambivalent about whatever that's over.
Yeah, I think from recollecting the evidence from Ms. Banks and from the submitters about the McBride Street and the rat running is that there's a lot less of it now. But anyway, and my final point about the BP roundabout, and Mr. Chair, you were the one that found the residential consent application for the local shopping centre zoning, you know, that between the cemetery and Hampton Road. Just wanted to know, was it that local shopping centre zoning, could it have been serviced off State Highway 6, or would they have had to come in off Hampton Road?
They would have had to come off Hampton Road.
Yeah. Do you think that's one of the reasons why they opted to go residential then? Because I mean, it knocks a lot of the value off a commercial site if you can't use the frontage of the State Highway.
We've been dealing with the developer of that site for probably about 12 months.
Yeah.
And the proposal was, I'm not sure it's specific quite, but I'm assuming it's high density. The proposal was for a high density a residential kind of worker accommodation type development, with a little bit of commercial just to service that, to try and so people don't have to cross the road to get their milk or whatever. They are extremely comfortable, always have been extremely comfortable about a left and left out on Hanson Road. In fact, they would actually, if we didn't do it as part of this project, they were offering to do that. There's nothing fixed or firm in this, but these were the nature of the discussions that were at a relatively preliminary stage. We've been supportive of that. And the other thing that they wanted to do was get really good pedestrian access across the highway to the public transport hub. They had to meet the parking requirements in the district plan, they did want to see that those residents using public transport, they wanted to do what they could to enable that. So, because of their transport outcomes aligned with our wider transport outcomes, we felt that we also could help support them in what seemed to be one of the district's most significant needs, and that is for work accommodation. So it was very complimentary, and so we do work with them and hope to in the future.
It was just me thinking about how much local shopping centre zoning do you need around the BP roundabout, because I'm totally intrigued by the BP station and how you get through the shopping centre and the parking lot. We've had a dinghy tour, what a dig!
Yes,
the whole service station is fitted the wrong way around, isn't it?
Yeah, yes, that's shouldn't have happened, but
the underground parking is more interesting than the service station.
Give it a roll when you've got some money. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Never want to take an agency car down there.
Well, that's all the questions we have.
Yes, I've just had a quick look from the language submission. I don't think anything we haven't covered.
Anything we haven't covered?
No.
Well, that's fine. We'll take what we've read and then refer to what's necessary.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Thank you very much.
I'm sure at least two of us will be back at some stage.
I want to walk through
basin,
I'm sure
you'll be back. Yeah, good luck. Yeah. How far through are you?
This is the time process. This is the last hearing that we're going to do before we issue decisions next year. The walk through the basin is going to be deferred. Council apparently are doing a variation.
We're still standing.
So, I'll be from 9:30 on Monday. Yes.